Great Meadows National Wildlife Refuge is a massive landscape of freshwater and cattails stretching along the Concord and Sudbury rivers.
Look at what we have here.
Emily Schuler is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She's pulling a turtle trap out of the water with the help of eighth graders from Mansfield's Qualters Middle School. Inside the netting are four crawling turtles. They're hissing and snapping.
Look at that. Oh, did you see him? Did you see him try and attack there? There are three snapping turtles in here. And what about the little colorful one?
Painted
turtle, absolutely.
This refuge is home to thousands of painted and snapping turtles, but it's rare to catch or even glimpse a Blanding's turtle. The population has dwindled since the 1970s. They've lost habitat and been hit by cars.
We estimate there's probably only about 50 adults left here at Great Meadows, and across all of Massachusetts, maybe only about 1,000.
So the students have been incubating two juvenile Blanding's turtles in a classroom for the past 9 months and are releasing them here. Andrew Walsh is one eighth grader whose class worked with Mass Audubon on the project.
We've been taking observations of their height, their weight, and their eating habits. We've had them 9 months, 8 months, something like that.
Roughly.
We've grown like 9 times in size.
Walsh says that with a natural diet of mealworms, the turtles should be able to find food on their own.
I think they're going to be pretty good. They'll probably just like dash off. I think they'll survive for a while and keep the species alive.
Blanding's turtles are a small part of the ecosystem here, but they eat a significant amount of plant life and aquatic bugs. They have a relatively large, dark shell with tiny white spots. Their throats are bright yellow. Schuler finally found a female, teenage turtle, to show the students.
We're actually going to be putting a radio on her today so we can track her over the next few years so that we can be ready when she does become an adult and start laying her own eggs, because we want to know where all the females are laying their eggs so we can protect those nests.
And then it will be a matter of keeping them in the refuge and off local roads. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.